Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. And I'd like to carry right on in a message that I started yesterday on the subject of joy, which is actually one of the fruit of the Spirit. If there's anything we need facing the turmoil and the troubles and the chaos of today's world, it is joy. In fact, that should be the hallmark of a Christian, as well as love, of course. And as I was sharing on yesterday's broadcast, our joy really begins at the new birth. Remember how happy and excited you were when you were saved? That's a very normal, common experience. And why? Because we're brought to birth in a spiritual atmosphere of joy. That's where our spirit is birthed into life, and there's an artesian well of eternal joy placed within us. And as we grow in the Lord, frequently the cares and troubles and worries of this world assail us, and we need to know how to maintain joy, and not only that, how to grow in joy. And that's what we're looking at. How can we do that? Well, love is one of the ways we can grow in joy. It's a faithful guide that leads out to joy, because love brings us to Christ, who is the truth, and then love leads on to joy, because 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, in verse 6, it says, love rejoices in the truth. And we also know that Jesus, in Psalm 45 and 7, it says he was anointed with joy above all his fellows. Now, a second way that we can increase our capacity for joy and to allow that to work in our lives is God's Word. The God's Word also leads us to grow in joy. In 1 John, the second chapter, verse 5, the Word says, but whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know that we are in him. So if we have if we keep His Word, if we're obedient to the Lord, we know that the love of God abides in us. And when we keep God's Word, love is perfected in us. And then John 15 shows us that this same Word will produce joy. These are the words of Jesus. He said, these things, listen carefully to this. You may have heard this many times before, but Jesus said, these things have I spoken to you. And not only the things that he was speaking literally at that moment to his disciples, but his words that were recorded for all of the disciples of all ages through the written word of God. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. So loving the Word brings a fullness of joy. That's what Jesus says. I've spoken these words, I've given you my Word, that your joy would be full, because my joy is remaining in you. Again, that supernatural, wonderful joy that is the experience of everyone in heaven. And in our Christian walk, joy will only be constant as His words remain in us. If His Word does remain in us and is fruitful, the natural result is our joy will be full, overflowing as His Word remains in us. So that's a very important key factor as you might say, well, I'm so discouraged today, I'm depressed, I'm oppressed. But if we meditate on what the Word says and learn to just love it, Jesus said, if you have these words abiding in your heart, you have my joy, and you have to receive that by faith, that your joy experientially may be full. Praise God. And so another way now of bringing joy moment by moment is living in God's presence. Psalm 16 and 11 says, "In thy presence is fullness of joy, and at thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore." So that's another secret of producing this fruit of the Spirit, experiencing God's presence. David, he knew the thrill of drawing water from the well of salvation with joy. And he knew how this experience could be kept fresh. What did he say in Psalm 43 and 4? "I will go unto the altar of God, unto God my exceeding joy." God was his joy. And so as we seek the presence of God, he will produce that joy in us. Beloved, if we really love the Lord, there's nothing, no greater pastime, no greater thing we love to do than really to feel his presence and to grow closer and closer to him. Now, there's another dimension I want to go into, and that's the natural realm. Having this supernatural attitude of joy, which is meant to be part of our natural experience, brings not only spiritual benefits, but physical and emotional as well. Joy affects the entire being of a person, just as much as despair and depression and all host of negative emotions. Science is proving that. And so, if we're joyful, it will minister to the emotional and physical side of us. Proverbs 17 and 22 says, "A merry heart doeth good like a medicine." And in Proverbs, the 15th chapter, verses 15 and 16, the word declares, "All the days of the afflicted are evil, but he that is of a merry heart hath a continual feast." The Living Bible says, "When a man is gloomy, everything seems to go wrong." Isn't that the truth? "But when he's cheerful, everything seems right." I'm sure we've all experienced that. Hallelujah. And we know, according to the Old Covenant, and it's certainly true in the New Covenant, that God wants his people to be in good health. So he commanded them to be glad and rejoice. In Joel, the second chapter, verse 21, this is the Living Bible, the word says, "Fear not, my people, be glad and rejoice, for he," the Lord, "has done amazing things for you." And there's another reference I'll share with you in Deuteronomy 28, verses 47 and 45. That's even more firm. And the Lord goes on to say, he was rebuking them, "Because thou servest not the Lord thy God with gladness of heart for all the abundance of all things, therefore shalt thou serve thine enemies, which the Lord shall send against thee." So, beloved, joy is important. Medicine confirms that a good attitude, a cheerful attitude, aids in healing. If one's sick or recovering from surgery, they encourage that, and of course it does promote good health. Now, let's look at Philippians, the fourth chapter, and I'm going to read verses 4 through 7. "Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. Be careful. Be anxious, if you will, for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things." So, in right here I've shared with you, there's a listing of a number of inspired instructions for good emotional health. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. It's emphasized by repetition. We need to hear it. Sometimes somebody said we need to hear things seven times before we get it. Well, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice, 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 rejoice. Praise God. So, beloved, joy is a part of rejoicing, is it not? The Holy Spirit wanted to emphasize the element of rejoicing as one of the keys to a victorious Christian life. If you're down, if you're discouraged, you don't only feel victorious, you aren't victorious. So joy, again, in the Lord, not circumstances, is what we need to always have a positive attitude. And if we do that, we'll avoid worry and fear, which drains us emotionally. And that brings me to the next point. Our joy is not in circumstances, but in the Lord. God is the source of our fountain of joy. Our joy does not depend on circumstances, but your joy can change you in your circumstances. When pressures are so great around you, pressures from outside or even within, beloved, the Spirit of God can give you more than enough joy in your inner man to offset the effect of those battles. Well, beloved, my time is drawing to a close, and I'd like to take a few moments to share a portion of a letter from a sister writing from Sacramento. And she says, "Dear Sister Judith, thank you so much for your card of encouragement. Your letters mean so much to both of us. I feel the Lord is healing me, and I'm grateful to you, for you have no idea that your letters sometimes arrive with just the right words before time, when even I don't know how much I will need to hear those words. I save them all in a folder, and at times I take them out and reread them. God bless you." A sister writing from Sacramento. Beloved, this, if you've been blessed by the broadcast, know that God has further ministry for you if the Holy Spirit's moving on your heart to write. And I'll pray personally for you and send back a word of encouragement, whatever it is that God speaks to my heart. The announcer is now going to give you our contact information, and I do invite you to write. I love to hear from new listeners in my radio family, and know that I love you and am deeply grateful for your prayer support. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. May God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.